already convinced.
I just feel like the aha moment. This is what teaching should be. And we would just like it be a research-based program so that we can give our kids the best.
Just a few months into the school year, she says, the kids' progress amazes her every day. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 6.29 1/4 down 4 3/4. March 6.35 down 4 1/4. Soft December wheat 6.08 1/2 down 1 1/2. March 5.95 3/4 down 2 1/4. December corn 3.83 1/2 up 6. March 3.95 3/4 up 5 1/2. May 4.04 1/2 up 5 3/4. July 4.11 up 5 3/4. Go out to December 15, 4.23 3/4 up 5 1/2. January soybeans are 10.47 1/4 up 3 1/2. March 10.53 1/4 up 3 1/2. July 10.63 1/4 up 2 1/2. December soybean meal 4.07.90 up 6.40. December soybean oils 31.71 down 6 cents. December live cattle 162.90 up 145. January feeders 232.67 1/2. They're up 80. And December lean hogs are 86.70, and they're up 12 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, here we are in January beans, March 2 for that matter, knocking on the door of the potential to go up above what would be kind of a triple toppy formation and test something close to $11.
Yeah, you know, if we break through that 10.50 mark, why, there's a lot of people think 25 to 30 cents are, you know, not just around the corner. And then, of course, it's, you know, shoot on up there a little bit and see if we can actually penetrate the $11 mark. But, you know, I think $11 mark is going to be hard to penetrate. And we've penetrated the 10.50 mark here. And basically, if we can hold the meal spreads together here and with a little anticipation of the reduction in carryout and the report tomorrow, and if that would actually come through, it could become a reality Tuesday.
Yeah, we're looking for something along the lines of 20 to 30 million bushels reduction in U.S. ending stocks. Not so much talked about, but certainly would be in line. It would be a significant reduction in Brazil production, somewhere maybe to 90 to 91 USD at, 94?
Yeah, you know, they feel there'll probably be a little bit of reduction down there, but, you know, the one thing we are looking at and watching very closely is the South American weather, and it has seemed to have turned off quite favorable in looking along here. I know there's still a ways to go, and, you know, the cookies are only half-baked down there, but, you know, it is looking better than it was, and some estimates out there now say the Safrina corn crop may be down 1 million metric tons along the way, but that also means some first crop beans, you know, not wanting to a little later planted just full crops. So might be upwards on the beans from that lack of corn, but cutting back on the corn production out of South America.
So that sort of explains why we've been rallying in the soybeans and have rejected a head and shoulders top, not a classic one, which is at the top of the market, sort of a mini one mid-market. In the corn, Wayne, why are we rallying?
You know, I don't have all the good reasons except the money flow, I think, is number one. Number two, we saw headlines this morning that the Chicago City Council is looking at and passing the idea that they can sell higher than 10% blend in the city of Chicago on ethanol. That, of course, is a little bit positive along the way. And, of course, we're seeing a little bit of pickup as bean shipments back off just a little bit. We are seeing some corn shipments go on out. We are seeing that we are competitive in the world and a little more aggressive on some of that. And, of course, the big thing really, really is the talk that China might start allowing some DDG shipments again, and that would really help us to use up some, so we don't put them in U.S. feed. That means we use more U.S. corn here, so that would be good to have another export market for part of our corn.
Well, I do know that corn shipments this week were lousy, especially when compared with a year ago, and our pace this year has not been all that stellar on corn exports. I also know that oil prices continue to tumble, and this morning we get word from the head of state-run Kuwait Petroleum saying, you know what, we expect oil prices to be stuck at $65 for 6 months. I also know that the RBOB and the ethanol blending dollar rates are converging upon one another. The deferred contracts are still a little positive for ethanol, but the nearbys are not. So I don't know what the fundamental argument would be, really, for corn to rally.
Well, you're not alone, because fundamentally I don't think there is a real big one. We touched on the few things that there is about that. Tight farmer holding is one thing, but we were just talking to a farmer just before you called, Dave, and he said that down at Poet's ethanol plant down in Cloverdale there, that there was probably a three-hour line when his trucks left there this morning. So they're sure buying some corn down there, but farmers have been pretty tight holders of grain so far.
To what month do you think that those that have sold their corn in the new year have hedged it against?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of it went out to the July for the carry before, and I think that there's still quite a bit in the March. I think that probably the March and the July are two big months.
Okay, so we've kicked the WASD around a little bit. We've kicked fundamentals around a little bit. We kicked technicals around a little bit. All being said, what do you think the futures will look like at the end of the month? Will we have a higher month or a lower month in futures?
Well, if we continue to have the money flow coming into things here, it looks like we're contrary to what the fundamentals would probably tell us with the supply we have, that it looks like they're wanting to push this market up. If we do get the move above 10.50, and that push up towards $11, if we do get through the $4 on the March corn, we could see 4.20. So there, it does look like it's a little more favorable than what it's looked like for quite a while.
So at what value do you think is new crop 15 corn for a place to start marketing?
Well, I think that as we can approach probably 450 and above, we will probably see some sales going in there, some puts being bought or something along that as far as the D's 15 corn. I think probably that 10.50 level basis, the November beans, where it can safely give people $10 cash beans for what they're locking in there, is going to be levels that we're going to see a lot of farmers looking at very seriously.
Let's turn our attention to wheat. What are your anticipations for wheat tomorrow?
The wheat thing, it's been real crazy here. It's the funds wanted to get out of their shorts. We've drove this market up a lot. We've had a lot of talk about Russia and what they might do. We've had a lot of people very fearful of what the shipments might be out of there, what's interrupted, and now it seems to be kicking the can farther back and before any Russian intervention of either export tariffs or a limiting of exports. Looks to be at least in the February time frame now, and that's making people just a little bit easier there. Of course, Australia's backed off a little bit. Their ABARE did lower some of their production estimates, as we knew it's been very dry down there, we're not really competitive in the wheat market, in the world wheat market right now, Dave. So, basically that's why we're seeing wheat lag behind the corn and the beans here today.
Anything else before we let you go today, Wayne, that our listeners should know about?
All right. I think, you know, we do want to pay attention to the numbers tomorrow, but all in all, I think that, you know, as we get up to some of those lofty levels, it might be time to look at a put.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn is 383, up 5.5. March, 394.5, up 4, now 394.75, up 4.5. May is 403.25, up 4.5. And July is 409.75, up 4.5. January soybeans are 1046.5, up 2.75. March, 1052.25, up 2.5. July, 1062.5, up 1.75. December soybean meal, 408, up 650. December soybean oil is 31.71, and it is down 6 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.